Hi, I'm Michael Taylor, and today I'm asking, what's the point of the Manchester Evening News? Now, I've sat in meetings with regional media executives thinking, I've missed a trick, I'm stupid. But being fair-minded, I sat there listening patiently to these bold new strategies, to the taps on the nose about hidden revenue streams they'd all discovered, and thought they must know something that I don't. Over the years, these stunts have involved going free, getting into TV, and sticking bits of content behind a paywall. They've all come and gone, and occasionally I've doubted my view that the regional newspapers are sliding into oblivion. But this week, the news has come through that the Liverpool Daily Post is to close. Just one more nail in the coffin, I think, of an industry in its death throes. So let's take this opportunity to take stock of our local paper, the Manchester Evening News, also owned by Trinity and run by the same management team responsible for closing the Post. Now based in Oldham, the MEN reads and feels like a tabloid paper, to be fair, that does a decent job of reporting crime, Metrolink problems and Premiership football. But beyond that, ask yourself, can you remember an MEN splash that wasn't one of those big stories? 2 days of the week, it's even handed out for free. Its very name is a triage of misnomers. It's now neither Manchester Evening nor News, such is the pace of which hard news is now broken through web and social channels, not to mention through the radio. Circulation is heading downwards, as it is with all print, and it makes you wonder what the future holds. Now, the analysts of these trends tend to focus on the decline in the quality of journalism and the supposed correlation with copy sales. Many also invoke the take-up of social media as evidence of further public disengagement. For me, though, the real decline has always been in its advertising base, the foundation upon which everything else was built. All the court reporters, the political editors, the punchy columnists, and those investigations that they win awards for was all paid for by advertising. And those four pillars were jobs, homes, motors, and classified. And at each turn, those have been cracked apart by internet disruptors. Monster, Rightmove, Auto Trader, eBay, and Facebook. As I know very well, there's also that small reservoir of business-to-business advertising, but it's barely enough for the MEN even to sustain its GM Business Week magazine, usually to be found in sad-looking, unopened bundles in receptions in spinning fields. As any media property has to be successful, it has to be at the core of its community. It provides a relevant platform for advertisers, attracted by an attentive set of readers. It also dominates the conversations that people are having around that pivot. That has long since gone in Manchester and in other cities around the world. What all regional newspapers are now doing is flailing around and looking for a purpose. I say good luck to them, but it looks like the game is up.